Huntsville, Johnny on 2 for the upcoming camp pass.
With you on 2, Johnny, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to let you know I am tracking, so no need for the 10-minute reminder. I just don't want to wake anyone up either.
Copy that. Sounds good. I'll let everybody sleep in.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for being with us here this morning. This is Station 2 for the surprise caution.
And with you on 2.
Hey, good morning, Elias. Just noticed the express caution for my crew quarters. Anything you want me to check out?
Yeah, I was taking a look at that. If you could just check the inlet and see if there's anything blocking the inlet to the van on your crew quarters, and let me know. But that may be a kind of first level culprit.
Okay, let me take a quick look. Elias, I looked. So I keep a little mesh bag of dirty clothes in a general area, but you know, it's always been like that. Nothing too different. I opened up the panel, found a missing sock, but they didn't seem to be blocking anything. So I just moved that mesh bag and I checked the ventilation. The fan seems to be working just fine, and it's currently on high.
Okay, copy all. It seems in the past that if there was anything blocking it, it may take a few minutes for the caution to clear. So let's leave it like that. We'll see if the caution clears. If it doesn't, I'll give Urso a call and see if there's any other steps we want. But thanks for the report.
Okay, copy. Yeah, just let me know if there's anything else you need.
Thanks, Johnny.
So, Johnny, you're on 2 for Solemn Collection.
With you on 2, Johnny.
Hey, I made a mistake. I was just focused on the hand pass when I woke up. So I've had a drink of water, and I have not yet collected my saliva. So I think I'm going to have to repeat that for tomorrow, just letting you know.
And thanks for that heads up, Johnny. If you would please go ahead and make the collection for today, and we'll talk to HRF a little later and let them decide whether to add another collection to make up for it.
I'll go ahead and collect one now. And it's just been just one drink bag of water so far. And thanks.
So, Station Call Space Ground 2 for Bluetooth heart rate monitor.
And good morning, Kimia. Huntsville is with you on 2.
Sorry, I just called Houston and for the lost item.
And Kimia with you on 2.
Yeah, right, so thank you for your support. And sorry to report to you, but when I was doing exercise, P2, my heart rate monitor, Bluetooth one, black one, actually ripped off from my bag and actually disappeared and lost. So if you guys could give me like a spare for now to use it, that would be appreciated. I think it would show up eventually, but for now, I lost one of them.
And that was the heart monitor while you were on T2?
That's correct.
Copy, Kimia. Give me a second, and I'll see if I can do an IMS search and let you know if I find one. But no promises. I'll get back to you in a minute or two.
I found, at the IMS, there are some, spheres extra in lab. And I just want to confirm if you're okay to use that, one of them.
I think that's the best option given the hour. Do you have a serial number or any identifying information on it? I'll note it, and we'll let the BMEs know when they get in.
Thank you very much for your support. So I'm going to just, again, look into AMS and find the item and report back the barcode number or serial number. Make computer syncs with Bluetooth and report back to you. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good, Kimia. Thanks for the heads up.
For your support, and sorry for all this happened.
No worries at all, Kimia.
Send Station 2, house cleaning.
Going to.
But can you please inhibit smoke detection in Node 3, Node 1, airlock, and the lab?
Node 3, Node 1, airlock, and lab, we will inhibit smoke detection. Stand by.
Please stand by.
and Station Houston on 2 for smoke detection.
Elias, Johnny with you on 2.
Yes, we've inhibited smoke detection in Node 3, Node 1, airlock, and the lab.
Thank you, sir. And while I have you, may I ask a low-priority ISO question? Does not need a response till Monday or Tuesday. In WHC, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and we were directed to keep it in the toilet stall. Been here for a couple weeks, and it's fine staying here. Just wondering if this is something we can throw away in the hardware JSP now. I can give you the serial number security copy.
And I copied the question for the air hose that's in the WHC. Yeah, I'll pass that along and see if we can trash that for you guys.
Thank you. Just in case you're looking for the part number I've got in front of me, it's alpha-8-alpha-9060-1470, and I have two of them. One of them was the old one, and one of them was new, but it broke during installation. And the serial numbers I've got are 064-0009. That's the air hose that was new but broke at the collar. And not sure what the serial number is. I think it's 009 for the old one.
Okay, I copy you all. And yeah, I know the two air hoses you're talking about. So yeah, we can figure out if we can just trash those, and we'll let you know.
Guys, absolutely no rush at all on these. And I hope you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you.
Thanks, Johnny. And one thing for you, if you have a second.
Sure.
Yeah, just a heads up on the crew quarters. I did give OSO a call. The crew quarters are go. Probably we'll have some more questions for you, but we're going to wait until daylight hours in Houston to get an OSO in here. And we'll probably have some more questions later, but it's currently go per flight rules.
Great, copy. Thanks. And I'll keep an eye out or ear out for anything that sounds different. Thanks.
Perfect. Thanks, Johnny.
We're station on Space Ground 2 for Summit.
And we're with you on 2, Kimia.
Morning. Happy to working with you. And I just wrote a crew note, but it seems like Sam's location is already moved to the desired location. And if you have like a camera view on lab camera 1 already, I can show you the location by a video tour and let you confirm that.
Copy that, and thank you. We did see your crew note, and we're getting that video routed now.
I understand. So I'm going to prepare for the video tour.
And we have a good view, so please show us the SAMs. And, Kimia, you are correct. That is where we wanted it. So you get a pass on this first activity, and we copy the okay. And also, just a heads up, in your next activity, I can confirm the MSRR rack is off OFF, so you have a go in step 2 of the next activity.
Thank you. So I have a go for step 2 for the next activity. So thank you. I'm going to start now. Thank you, Station on Space Ground 2 for MSRR.
And we're with you on 2, and we see that the cover install looks complete.
Yes, that's right. I just want to confirm that cover is only attached by like a 4 Velcro, small Velcro. Is that correct?
And that is correct, Kimia.
Yes, thank you for confirming.
And Station Huntsville on 2 for Kimia. We believe that USB cable is already attached to the microscope and just needs to be attached to the laptop.
Okay, understand. Thank you. And maybe the tool is not calling out this key, so I'll be going to use this later. Thank you. To the Station on Space Ground 2 for microscope.
We're with you on 2.
I'm on step 18. So, activity complete, ready for your ground commanding.
Copy that, thank you. And if you'd like, I can give you a call when that ground commanding is complete and let you know when we're ready for you to insert the first sample into the microscope.
Okay, understand. Thank you. Please let me know whenever you are ready. Thank you.
Will do, and you're very welcome.
from Station 2 for smoke detection.
C12.
Well, could you disable smoke detection in Node 2?
Node 2, we'll put it in work.
Thank you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Node 2 smoke detection.
Ground 2.
Yes, Node 2 smoke detection is inhibited.
Thank you so much.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Kimia and Kermit.
Station 2.
The ground commanding is complete, so we're ready for you to step into your next purple activity. We do have one Delta in step 5.2.
5.2 for the serial number, maybe.
No, the serial number really is the letter X, as in X-ray. But in the next part of the step, we actually want you to cover the vents on the left side of the biocell habitat lid.
Okay, not right side, but left side of the biocell habitat lid. Thank you. And Mike-san is kindly, actually, show me how to do that, so I really appreciate Mike-san's help for this activity. Thank you.
Copy, and we always appreciate a helping hand from Superman.
Station for Space Ground 2 for stem cell.
And we're with you on 2, Kimia.
I just finished this activity, so you guys are go for perform microscope imaging.
Copy that, but we have a couple of things for you. First, we're seeing indication that the door is not closed, so can you please check the filter cover, the filter door at the bottom? And that looks great. Thank you. The second item is to request, if you could go to Sable, please, Sable 4, and on the other habitat, habitat serial number Yankee, move the vent cover from the right side to the left side, please.
Okay, understand. For the serial number Yankee, I'm going to move the vent cover to the from the right side to left side, right?
That's correct. Thanks so much.
I'll do that. To Station 1, Space Ground 2 for biocell, stem cell.
And Kimia, we're with you on 2. We do need some more time for ground commanding, so we are not quite ready. It may be up to another 20 minutes. So we will give you a call when the ground commanding is complete.
Okay, understand. Please let me know anytime.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for any available crew member. We see a vacuum floating in the lab, and we want to ensure that it does not knock the microscope. Thank you, Johnny.
Station 2 for smoke detection.
Station 2.
Well, you can re-enable smoke detection in all USOS segments.
Happy. We'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Kimia and Stellar Stem Cell.
Station 2.
Yes, Kimia, the ground commanding is complete, and we are ready for the next purple activity for the swap. Also, as a heads up, when you are inserting the habitat X-ray into Sable, you will need to remove the vent cover from the left side and stow it on the side of the habitat.
Okay, when I stow, I'm going to remove the tape from the left side and tape it to the side. Put it in the side.
That's a good copy. Thank you.
Space Station on Space Ground 2 for biocell.
With you on 2.
Just double checking. I'm on step 5.6. And we have two slots. Either slot is okay to insert, right?
And stand by. We're checking.
Okay, understand.
And Kimmy, back with you on 2. Either slot is fine.
I understand. So then I'm going to remove vent cover from the left side and store it in the side and put it in. Thank you.
And that sounds perfect.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for smoke detection.
Station on Space Ground 2 for biocell.
With you on 2.
Sample swap complete, so you go for imaging. Thank you.
copy that, Kimia. And just a heads up, we expect this next imaging to take maybe just a little less time than previous. So if you'll give us a call when your PFC is complete, we can check the status then.
Okay, understand. So my plan is actually I can stop the public conference again and take a wait for a while. So actually, please let me know whenever you guys are ready. Then I can be flexible for the family conferences. So.
Copy that. We will give you a call then when we are ready.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for smoke detection.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Kimmy, just wanted to let you know that smoke detection has been re-enabled in all modules.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your great help, and have a nice weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Munich Station 2, Columbus NES cleaning.
Munich is with you on 2, Johnny.
Hey, good afternoon. There was not much dust built up. I did clean it with the vacuum cleaner. And would you like me to turn the inverter switch back on? I noticed there were no steps for that in the activity.
And I copy the first part, and that's negative. The NAS will stay off OFF. Thank you for your support this morning.
Okay, copy, off. And you're very, very welcome. I hope you have a great weekend.
And to you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia and BioCell.
Python 2.
The imaging is complete, so you have a go to perform the next purple activity.
I have a go for the next activity, and I'd like to reconfirm the step number 6, decimal 4. Is this still applicable?
Stand by, we're checking.
Thank you. You are checking. I will stop this activity. Thank you.
And Kimia, back with you. Yes, step 6.4 still applies. Need to remove the vent cover from the left side of the habitat and stow it on the side.
Okay, understand. And make sure both this habitat with no vent cover. Okay, understand. Thank you. Full station on 2 for active aerosol monitors.
With you on 2, Super Mike.
Penny, how are you today?
I'm actually a bit tired this morning, but it's always a joy to work with you.
I'm blushing up here. And so did you have any trick-or-treaters? And less importantly, but equally something to talk about, I'm ready to start the active aerosol monitors procedure. That's on my timeline. So I guess I'm going to be, with your permission, turning off some powers for Opera Magic.
Well, most importantly, I did not have any trick-or-treaters because my house is on the side of the hill, and it doesn't matter how good the candy is, they are not going to climb my driveway. It's probably best that that's the situation since I was snoozing before coming in to support Orbit One.
But you're saying there's lots of candy left at your house, and if I sneak over, I'll be able to score.
Unfortunately, I don't buy any for that very reason, but we have lots here at POIC that we could definitely share.
All right, I'll start working on that teleporter or transporter technology right now. In the meantime, I'll start off with the active aerosol monitors.
Sounds good, and we are standing by for all of your checks and to hear how dusty the vents are.
Roger that. To the station on Space Ground 2 for BioLab.
We're with you on 2.
Yes, I just want to re-clarify what is the final configuration for these boxes. So my understanding is that I just moved for the serial number Yankee, which I have right now. I moved this vent cover from right to left, but still I need to remove this vent cover from left and side. That's true?
And that is correct. There should not be any vent covers on the top of the habitat. They should all be stowed on the side.
Okay. How about serial number X? I have one side and one on top, but I think this side is
on the right side, so shouldn't actually cover anything. So is that okay?
That is an acceptable configuration.
So that's acceptable. Okay, understand.
So station on 2 for active aerosol monitors.
With you on 2, Mike.
Right, the Opera, Magic air inlets, and the Magic sensors are all cleaned. No recommended cleaning suggested.
And we copy both are squeaky clean.
And go to step 4 and, I guess, power on the Magic and power on the Opera.
We concur.
Three station on space ground 2 for time alike.
And Huntsville's with you on 2.
Since my family conference has been completed, so is it okay for me to start power off activity a little early?
Yes, you have a go. You can do it at your convenience.
Okay, understand. Thank you very much.
And Huntsville station on 2 for the final call about the active aerosol monitors.
And we're ready for your final call for active aerosol monitors.
Great. The Magic is back on. It has the two micro SD card indicators with the bottom display sequence for subsequent power on, so it looks like it's good. And Opera is on, and I think if this is a well-known thing, the GMT time is off by approximately 8 minutes, but it is showing all the right indications.
Copy all. Appreciate all that information.
And we appreciate the clean atmospheres aboard space stations now and in the future, especially when we get some of that lunar regolith floating around. That'll be awesome. But we know that active aerosol monitors are part of the solution. So thanks. Nice working with you today. Hope you get some rest.
Thanks, Mike. Always nice working with you, too.
Community station on space ground 2 for MSRR.
With you on 2.
MSRR protective cover removal is complete. Thank you very much for your support from the early in the morning.
And thank you very much for all your hard work on a Saturday.
No problem. Happy to working with you anytime. So have a nice weekend.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena at your convenience and stem cell timeline.
Huntsville station on 2. Your call is important to us. We received it. Please hang on, and Xena will get back to you presently.
Copy that. No rush at all.
Huntsville station on 2. Go ahead.
Good morning, Xena. We just wanted to offer you some flexibility with your upcoming BioCell activities. All constraints will be met by 1400, so you can get started if you'd like early anytime after 1400.
That sounds great. Actually, I'll take you up on that offer. We'll plan on 1400 or so.
That sounds perfect. We will get the necessary folks ready to support. And also, while I have you, I have to give you kudos for your Halloween costume yesterday. I will admit you had us stumped for quite a while. We could only see what looked like a marathon outfit, but I knew there had to be more to it when I saw the yellow tie around your neck, but we never came up with JSB until we saw the photo in the daily summary, so thank you for including that.
I'm glad you appreciated it. That was awesome, and really, really happy we could share Halloween with you all.
Still station on 2 for Stellar Stem Cells.
Yeah, we're with you on 2. Excited for Stellar Stem Cells. Go ahead.
Hey, looking like LSG is on and ready and complete with the decontamination. Are you all ready for me to get started?
We are ready for you to get started, but before you get started into Stellar Stem Cells, I have one quick ELC troubleshooting ask of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
ELC4, that's at JPM 46. The Ethernet cable we think is loose. If you could either reseat that or give it a jiggle and make sure it's fully seated and let us know if there are any messages on the screen.
Yeah, you bet. Oh, yeah, that Ethernet is definitely fully popped out, so that there's the issue. Let me get some capped on tape for this puppy.
Copy, thanks. That would be the issue.
Okay, Okay, Huntsville, we've got that Ethernet cable taped and Velcroed back in place. It might just need a day at the Johnny Kim Spa, but it should be good for now.
He can put that one on his list. Thanks, Dina. And Jenkins is ready for you on Space to Ground 3.
Amazing. Switching to 3.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Cook Waters, when able.
And Johnny, did you call for me?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, I guess. I have a request from Oso to check on a couple more things in your crew quarters when you have a minute.
Sure. Can I give you a call back in 5-ish minutes? Just trying to fix me out a call from home.
Yes, sir. No rush at all. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Houston Station, Johnny N2, ready to copy follow-up steps for the CQ fan.
Hey, Johnny, thanks. Again, no rush here, but we're looking for a couple of answers just to help troubleshoot the cautions that we got this morning. The first one is for you to verify the airflow in other crew quarters and compare it to yours and see if you notice a difference between crew quarters. That will help us understand if there's other legs of the system that could have caused the caution in your crew quarters.
Thanks, Abby. And just to be clear, are we talking about comparing the airflow from the fans or maybe the airflow at the intake? And my understanding is the intake is on the bottom towards the feet, and then the airflow or the ventilation into the CQ is near the fans up top.
Yes, we'll take a reading on both and compare it to other crew quarters.
Copy. I'll do a qualitative comparison. Anything else?
Yes. Second thing is to do a visual inspection of the connections in your crew quarters, and I have a procedure and block number that will help you with some references.
Ready, copy.
Okay, you're looking at IFM 11.2.401 block 12. Right down the crew quarters to assess and see what we need to do next. And then lastly, a question for you, based on the current configuration and what you're seeing, are you comfortable with the crew quarters as is for sleep tonight?
I'm copying the procedure, I'll do that. And as far as comfort level, yeah, if it wasn't for the suppressed caution, that would not have noticed any difference. Airflow seems to be fine. And I'll give you a better quality of the comparison after I compare it with my crewmates.
Great, that sounds good to us. Yeah, one of the possibilities here is that we might have a faulty or dirty sensor, so comparing the airflow and checking all these other boxes might help us figure out what the next steps are to clear the messages. Thanks.
Thanks, Marcus. Houston, Johnny, to follow up on CQ inspection.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Marcus. So for the first part, qualitative inspection between my CQ and my crewmates, sound-wise, it's the same. Mine cycles through low, medium, and high. It has concurrent increases in the sound volume and intensity when I switch through the different intensity levels. Also, just feeling it with your hand and your face also feels a difference on the airflow between low, medium, and high. Comparing it with other CQs, it feels and it sounds the same. And then I grabbed Zena to also give a qualitative assessment, and she concurred from an audible and feeling perspective, it was the same. For part two, inspecting J1314, I think 3031, off the top of my head, all of those cables appear to be nominal and well connected. 13 and 14 are underneath the panel that are really hard to get to, but visually inspecting it, it looks fine, and I'm not sure how they would have come at that either, just because of how well protected they are. Over.
This is great data, Johnny. We appreciate it. Sounds like we might be looking at a potential faulty sensor or something of that sort. But thanks for the data, and with your comfort levels being in a good place to slip in there tonight, we'll take a couple of days to assess and see what we need to do to clear those messages from the board. But we do appreciate the information.
Yeah, Kyle Marcos, I appreciate how much attention to detail. And if also is listening, thank you. Sorry to make you come in on a weekend, but it means a lot to us that you guys care for our safety. And yeah, I do feel very comfortable with this. I do think it's a sensor issue, just the airflow and everything seems fine. And it was a nice warm and fuzzy that one of my other crew members also had the same conclusion.
Awesome. Sounds good. And thanks to Zena as well. Appreciate it.
Huntsville Station 2 for LSG.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hello, good afternoon. Wondering if you would like me to stow LSG today, or I can just leave it out since we'll be working it Monday.
No hard preference from us. You have a go if you would like to stow it and it be a little more out of you guys' way through tomorrow. But if you would like to stow it, you have our go.
Okay, copy. Sounds good. I'll probably just leave it out for now, but if it winds up in anyone's way tomorrow, I will stow it and I'll call you before I stow.
Perfect plan. Thanks so much. And also, while I've got you, if you wanted to, you could pass on to Johnny that we heard from the HRF folks. We do not need any further saliva collects from him.
Yeah, I will pass that along. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great night.